Media. Public Access. Hacker Media. Public Access. Hacker Media. Public Access. This is DJ Mollusk, and you are listening to Hacker Media Public Access. This episode is entitled, Dreamcast, It's Still Thinking. And right away, I just want to point out that I'm used to doing live shows with a co-host, so going solo here on a pre-recorded show is a little bit hard. So if I stumble over some words or there's a pause in my speaking, I'll probably just have to edit that out later. But anyway, let's go ahead and get started. Well, the Dreamcast is a video game system that was released in the late 1990s, for those of you who do not know. And it didn't compete very well against the PlayStation 2. And to make a long story short, it was discontinued or canceled. And the price went down considerably, and that's around the time I first purchased one, because they went down from like $130 to $90 at Best Buy, so that's when I went and purchased one. If I would have waited another 6 months, I could have picked up one for $30 used somewhere. And that's about the price they are now. If you were to purchase one on eBay, you're looking at paying around $30. But usually for that price, you're going to get some games with it maybe, or at least more than one controller. And if you ask me, I think it's a good purchase because of all the things that you can do with the Sega Dreamcast that it wasn't originally intended to do. And that, my friends, is what the main topic of this show is going to be, is what you can do with your Sega Dreamcast. What is making it still think, so to speak. Now, the Dreamcast is running a 200 megahertz Hitachi SH4 RISC processor, and it's got 16 megabits of RAM, 8 for video and 2 for sound, capable of 16.7 million colors and 3 million polygons per second at a resolution of 640 by 480. There was a Yamaha 64 channel sound capabilities, and the CDs were actually called GD-ROMs. They were a proprietary format that Sega developed, I believe. And they were capable of holding 1.2 gigabytes. And I think the access speed was around, I think it was 10 or 12x. And the reason they released, or they started using that format, was obviously to thwart piracy, which didn't work very well, which could have been part of why the Dreamcast flopped. People were able to copy data off their GD-ROMs using the broadband adapter, where you could access the CD and just copy it over the network to a PC. And then there was a lot of files on a GD-ROM that really weren't required to run the game. Or the audio could be compressed to save space, so you could fit it onto a CDR. And some games didn't even come close to, you know, 700 megabytes, so you could easily make a perfect copy. So if your curiosity is piqued by now, you may be wondering where you can pick up your own Sega Dreamcast. I would suggest checking out local video game stores that do deal on used merchandise. You can sometimes pick them up there for cheap. I've seen Dreamcasts at GameStops for $25 to $30, coming with one controller. But if you want to really get the full experience, this is the things that you're going to need to purchase. First off, obviously you need the Sega Dreamcast console. And I would personally recommend buying four controllers, just because, well, some games are fun with four people, so. And also it gives you access for the VMU, which is the visual memory unit, which stored your games. It had a little LCD display on it. And sometimes that display would show, you know, the name of the game that you were playing or some other information pertinent to the game. You would also need to purchase a keyboard and the mouse for the Dreamcast. And if you can't find them, there are adapters you can find online that will let you hook USB devices into your Dreamcast. I haven't personally used those, but that is an option that's available to you. And you're going to want to get your hands on the broadband adapter. This is probably the hardest thing to find. I've only seen them on eBay. Well, I guess I saw it one time at GameStop. It was for $95, and I didn't have the money to purchase one at the time. But on eBay, on average, they're right around $100. They don't come up too often. Sometimes you'll find 10, sometimes you'll find one. And I find the more that are on there, the lower they sell collectively. So if you can find one on eBay, when there's 10 others, you might score one for $80 or $90. I just looked right now, and there's two on eBay. One's 100 and one's up to 130. So you want to make sure you shop around, because maybe you might luck out and find one at a pawn shop or a thrift store where they don't know what the heck it is and they have it marked for $20. Another thing that I'd recommend purchasing is the VGA adapter. This, of course, lets you hook your Dreamcast into a standard VGA monitor, and it gives you much better resolution at the 640 by 40 than your TV would. It comes in handy when you're playing around with Dreamcast Linux. You can picture it right now on your desk. The small little Sega Dreamcast console, the Dreamcast mouse, and the Dreamcast keyboard hooked up to your monitor, and you're looking at a command line running on your Dreamcast Linux system. And that's cool to me. And definitely cool to other people, and it's Dreamcast Linux is under development still. There's people who want to port Gen 2 to the Dreamcast, which I'm all for, that'd be cool. And there are people who are working on mods. I've seen an IDE hard drive mod for the Dreamcast. But you get into a little bit more complex areas with that. Now that you have a Dreamcast, what you're going to need is, well, obviously a bunch of CDRs, and I'd recommend going to your local store. I don't want to say Walmart, but whatever's available to you, and try to pick up a spindle of around 100 or at least 50, because chances are you're going to make some coasters at first, especially when you're trying to put together your own custom Dreamcast discs, because you'll mess something up, everyone does. Although there are some good how-tos out there that you can find. And the first site that I would recommend you going to would be dcemulation.com. And I'm going to include that in the show notes that I submit to Qzel. And dreamcastemulation.com, of course, you can find emulation software. Mostly for video game consoles. Everything from Game Boy to Super Nintendo. To Neo Geo CD. There's even a PlayStation emulator for the Dreamcast. Genesis, NES. By far, the NES is the best emulation option for the Dreamcast, which I love. I love being able to play my NES games on my Dreamcast without having to blow on the cartridges to get them to work. Even though we're not supposed to, we all blow on the cartridges to get it to work. It's just what you gotta do. Which reminds me of Blow on This Radio, which is another show that I've done. Pimp Pimp, over at botr.ramapro.com. Go check that out. Another site you want to check out is dchomebrew.org. Now that's actually linked to from dcemulation.com. They're kind of a sister site. And there you're going to find various ports that people have done, porting various PC games that are open source now to the Sega Dreamcast. You can find everything there from Quake, Doom, to the Scum engine for, you know, Maniac Mansion and games like that. There's just a lot of ports there, and also homebrew games, games that people have coded themselves. And you can also find the tools you need for developing your own Dreamcast software on that site. I believe there's a dev section there that you can check out. And if you're interested in trying Dreamcast Linux, one of the first places you want to go to is linuxdc.net. That seems to be the main group developing Dreamcast for Linux right now. One of the projects that one of the developers is working on, which I think is cool, is that he wants to have a DC Linux or Linux DC, whatever you want to call it, on the Sega Dreamcast, running Apache web server, serving HTML files from the VMU units. And I think that's cool. I mean, if I could have my Sega Dreamcast hosting a website on my desk, or I just think that would be cool. Like, this website, you know, hosted on a Sega Dreamcast. That's lit to me. That's definitely something I want to do here in the future. And that pretty much wraps things up for this episode. I know it's kind of a short episode, but if I see any interest in more Dreamcast shows, I'd be happy to do some. Maybe ones that are more in-depth. How to build your own custom emulator disc with the ROMs on the disc so you don't have to swap out CDs, or go into compiling and putting together your own Linux DC disc. So if there's any interest in that, definitely post that on the Hacker Media forums, and I'll be checking that out. And I'm also going to encourage other people to participate in this project, this Hacker Media public access thing. It's a good opportunity to do a radio show without any sort of commitment to do more. Just gives you a taste of what it's like. Here's my suggestion for all of you out there. Have a co-host with you. It makes it more interesting, entertaining, and easier. And I'm realizing this now while doing my first show alone. So shoutouts go to Sub-Zero for always being the sidekick on the shows that I'm on, or R Ecstasy, who was on Blow on this radio with me. If anyone wants more Dreamcast episodes, post in the Hacker Media forums. That's about it. So thank you for listening. I'm DJ Moss. Have a nice day. Later.